Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger. C is for cut. B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs herself has said many times that a person's life is guided by forces beyond human control. But there are some people who take matters into their own hands. Penny's friend, Peg Martin, is one of these. And as the phone rings in the Gibbs home, Fortune finds Peg at home alone to answer it.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Penny, please?
I'm sorry she isn't home. Who is this, Barry?
Yeah, who's this, Peg?
Yes.
How are you, Peg?
Oh, I'm fine.
That's good. Say, look, will you have Penny call me when she gets in?
Yes, I certainly will.
Well, how's that little daughter of yours?
Oh, she's still excited about being taken through that beautiful home of yours, Barry.
She is?
Yes, and I want to thank you again for taking us through. It was a wonderful treat for Julie, and, well, I enjoyed it myself.
Well, you think I didn't?
Oh, I'm sure you were bored to death.
I was not. I was glad to do it.
You're awfully sweet to say that, Barry, but I'm sure your mind wasn't on what you were doing.
Well, my mind didn't seem to be wandering off, did it?
No, you're much too polite to make it obvious, Barry. But how could you help but think of Penny? After all...
Say, now, give me credit for being human, will you? When a fellow is with as beautiful a girl as you, he doesn't think about anyone else.
Oh, thanks, Barry. You say that as if you almost meant it.
Well, now, maybe I do.
Now you are being funny.
What's funny about that?
Well, Barry, after all, a man doesn't become engaged to one girl and say sweet nothings to her best friend.
Oh, I see. What I'm saying is nothing, is it?
Oh, of course it's nothing, and you know it. Only, I don't want to know it, or I should say I want to pretend I don't know it. There's no harm in pretending, is there?
Why, no. No one was ever hurt, but... Hey, Peg, you sound awfully blue. Anything the matter?
No, nothing at all. Nothing serious, anyway. It must be the letdown after that exciting evening at your home.
Well, wasn't that exciting?
It was to Julie and to me. You don't know what a treat it was for us.
Well, you're certainly easy to please, both of you. After all I did was take you around and show you one big stuffy old room after another and walk you through one marble hall after another.
Maybe it isn't what you did. Maybe it's the way you did it, Barry. You and your mother were so kind to us, and I'm sure we imposed.
You were invited up to the house, weren't you?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I might have talked you into it.
You did not. You merely asked about the house, and I invited you and Julie up for dinner and to look around the place.
I hope that was the way it was.
Well, it was.
Thanks. It was such a grand evening, I hate to think that I might have stolen it. I couldn't live it over and over again the way I do.
Oh, now, come on, Peg. There wasn't that much of it.
You don't know what a different kind of thing it was, Barry. I felt as if I were in a new world, away from all the things I hate, safe from the things that hound me so.
Well, Peg, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Nothing worth talking about.
Maybe talking about it will make you feel better.
No, Barry.
Come on, now. If you talk it out, maybe it won't even seem so bad.
I can't talk about it.
Why not?
I just can't.
Of course you can. Look, troubles are nothing to be ashamed of.
I know, but this is no time to talk about them, Barry.
Oh, I see. You mean you can't talk over the phone.
Well, it isn't exactly that.
Oh, yes, it is. That's exactly what it is. No good trying to tell someone something over the phone. So, look, why don't you talk to Penny? Maybe
Oh, no, Barry, I don't want to bother Penny with anything. She has enough to worry about as it is.
Yeah, I guess she does that. Well, look, now, I'm one of these fellas without a care in the world. What do you say, how about talking to me?
No, I wouldn't feel right about that.
Well, you don't feel very right now, do you?
No, but...
Look, I'm not taking Penny out till late tonight. I suppose we meet early.
No, Barry, it isn't right. People will talk.
Well, now, look, I'll meet you on the corner, and we'll go somewhere where no one will know us.
Barry, I'd love to.
Please.
It would be the best thing in the world for me, but I...
I'm not taking no for an answer, Peg. I'll pick you up on the corner at 7:30 and take you to a little place just out of town I know about, and I guarantee you'll feel better when you get through.
Oh, Nora, that was such a good dinner.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. It wasn't anything special, but I'm glad you liked it.
No, I must have loved it. I voluntarily agreed to help with these dishes, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Only I wish you wouldn't, Miss Gibbs. You know, I haven't had to do them alone in a long time. Mrs. Martin always helps me.
Well, I knew that Peg wasn't feeling too well this evening. Anyway, I don't like the idea of you doing so many dishes all by yourself.
Well, it is more fun when there's somebody to talk to.
Are dishes ever fun whether you talk or not?
No, I guess they're not. Oh, there, we're all through.
Well, that was pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll put these pots away, Nora.
Well, no, I can do it. Don't you have to get ready to go out this evening?
Not till about 10, Nora. Barry and I are going to a late dance at the country club.
Oh. Hmm?
There we go. All put away now. Close the cupboard.
And we're finished.
Mm-hmm. All done. Oh, thanks so much, Miss Gibbs.
It was a pleasure. Well, as much pleasure as dishes can be.
You dislike doing dishes more than anything else in the world, don't you, Miss Gibbs?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go out to the living room and see if Peg's feeling better.
All right. Oh, golly, I hope she is feeling better.
Yeah, I do, too. Poor girl, Willie. Well, she's not here.
Well, maybe she went upstairs and went to bed.
No, I suppose so. She complained of having a headache. Oh, the front door just opened. Maybe she went off.
Well, was that somebody coming in or going out?
I don't know, Nora. Let's go see. Might have been Peg going out on the porch for some air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, golly, it's a lovely night out.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty night. Miss Gibbs. I can see Mrs. Martin down the street.
Oh, Nora, she must feel terrible. She seldom goes out alone.
She's walking awfully fast for somebody with a headache. She looks as if she's going somewhere.
Mm. Well, maybe she felt that a brisk walk would make her feel better.
Oh, yes. Sometimes does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, sometimes.
You know, I wonder why Mrs. Martin doesn't feel well. She looks all right.
Nora, she's not in any physical pain, really. There are other things that hurt people. Peg suffered more than her share of them. Oh, I really feel sorry for Peg.
Well, she isn't still unhappy because her husband is dead, is she?
Probably.
But he was such an awful person.
But she was in love with him, Nora. Love doesn't draw the line between good and bad. Mm. Oh, that's one of the unfortunate things about love. It isn't discriminating. No, if you love a person, it doesn't matter to you what the person is or what the person's done. You just love him, that's all. Yep, you just love him, that's all.
Oh, I'm awfully glad you fell in love with somebody who's good, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, you don't think Barry Carlton's perfect, do you, Mama?
Daddy says if a girl wants to marry a man who's perfect, she should marry a wooden Indian.
And spend the rest of her life with a man with a handful of cigars? No. I'll take Barry.
Well, tonight, Mr. Carlton is taking you to a dance. Don't you think you'd better start getting ready?
It's a little early, but I suppose I can't start too soon. After all, I do want to look especially nice tonight. I have an idea this is going to be a very special...
More sugar in your coffee, Peg?
No, thanks, Barry. This is fine. I like this place you brought me to. So quiet.
Well, I don't think many people in Rossville know about it. Sort of out of the way.
I've always liked out of the way places. Maybe it's because I've been off the beaten track most of my life.
Well, Peg, what you've told me about yourself isn't so bad.
It may not sound so bad, but it was.
Well, I imagine it was, but you'll get over it one of these days.
I thought that day would come a long time ago, Barry, but it didn't. Oh, you're sweet to let me talk to you the way I have. I must have bored you to death.
Oh, no, you haven't. And I think I've helped by letting you talk. I've always wanted to help you.
Have you really?
Well, sure, you're Penny's best friend.
Oh, fine friend I am. You're supposed to pick Penny up at 10:30, and it's almost 9:30 now. I've kept you much too long, and I haven't said one half the things I wanted to say.
Hey, I thought you were holding back.
Barry, some things are so hard to say. They hurt when I just think about them.
Peg, I can't understand why life has hurt you as much as it has. Beautiful girl always finds a place in the world, and you're exceptionally beautiful.
Am I?
You know you are.
I don't feel beautiful.
Well, you look it.
You make me feel that way now. You're about the only person who does. When I'm alone, I feel ugly. I look at myself in the mirror, and I look ugly.
Well, why do I make you feel differently, Peg?
Don't you know?
No, I haven't the slightest idea. I can't understand what
I can't understand a lot of things myself. I've no right to talk to you this way, but you started me talking, and if I say something I shouldn't, please forgive me. But you do something to me, Barry.
Yes, it is.
It's horribly wrong to say, isn't it?
Well, it's better said than unsaid, Peg. Especially if it's true.
I wouldn't lie to you about that. The last thing I'd want to admit to the man who's going to marry my best friend. I'm sorry I said it. Forgive me, will you?
You don't have to be forgiven. Well, listen, Peg, I...
Barry, could you do me one last favor before you take me home?
Yeah, sure.
Could you call Penny and tell her you'll be a little late?
Oh, but I won't be, not if we leave now.
We will leave now. I want to get out of here, but, Barry, I want you to take me somewhere where we can be alone, if only for 2 or 3 minutes. Would you do that?
Yes, I suppose so, but...
Barry, I just want to be alone, away from people, just for a minute or two, so that I can tell you something.
Do you know that you're more beautiful than ever when you look like that?
Look like what?
Like a little girl who's lost and thinks she's suddenly found the way home.
I don't feel lost. Not now. I won't be lost if you'll give me just a minute or two alone with you. Alone. Penny won't mind if you're just a few minutes late.
No, I don't suppose she will.
And you won't mind. Will you?
Well, shall we go, Peg? Shall we go?
Has Peg Martin begun to look more than slightly attractive to young Barry Carlton? Is this the beginning of the end for Penny and her newfound happiness? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.